Mr. President, I rise to express my strong support for Senate Bill 613. I look around the Senate chamber. I see some of my colleagues wearing masks and gloves and protective gear. Some of my colleagues, they're voting via Zoom meeting because of unprecedented rules that this body had to pass to address a worldwide pandemic. We are seeing frontline employees being demanded to be there because they are essential. They are risking their lives to go to and from their places of employment to care for others. And we are grateful. We are so very grateful for healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, for delivery drivers and grocery and convenience store employees, for nursing home staff, for our first responders, our police, our firefighters, our emergency medical staff. So many brave men and women who are continuing to keep the essential services running in our Commonwealth and all across our country. This truly is a national crisis. This past weekend, those of us of the Christian faith, we celebrated one of the holiest of holidays on our calendars. But it was without family, without friends, without loved ones. Yes, the sacrifices that we had to make this weekend to cancel traditions we've held dear for so many years pale in comparison to the sacrifices our essential workforce have made each and every day during this pandemic. Today's action by the Senate is an attempt to bring well-thought-out, nationally normed federal guidelines to assure safety to our Commonwealth. In fact, as referenced by my good colleague from Lancaster County, 45 other states in our nation follow these very federal guidelines devised by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency of the United States Department of Homeland Security under the CDC's standards for the health and safety of our citizens. Now, the governor has expressed his desire for collaboration, and while I may disagree with collaborating with elected officials in other states, states like Rhode Island and Massachusetts, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, I would like to note that the majority of these states are implementing the guidelines that we are debating here today. And, as a matter of fact, the states that are not, they have many more businesses open in their states. So you could say that this legislation would simply put Pennsylvania on level ground with all of the states that the governor would like to collaborate with to reopen our Commonwealth for business. And I agree that during this national crisis that we need more collaboration. And I'm hearing from women and men who are adversely impacted by the shutdown. Hardworking Pennsylvanians, employees and employers, small business owners, independent contractors, we need to collaborate with them. They could easily operate under CISA guidelines and CDC standards. But because our Commonwealth has implemented an arbitrary and opaque list, as opposed to a systematic and transparent list, they cannot operate or they risk punishment. Their very livelihoods are on the line and they are forced to remain unemployed or shuttered. Meanwhile, we've got big box stores that can operate. Questions come up over and over again. What can be open? What cannot be open? I'm sure I am not alone having to answer and clarify what the governor's life-sustaining list includes and does not include. So let me be clear. Every business is life-sustaining. Every business employs people and helps them to put roofs over their heads, meals on their tables, and clothing on their backs. On Monday, I had to deal with a local crisis created by the governor's arbitrary list. The governor's non-life-sustaining list included a vendor that the County of York uses called VigilNet America LLC. For those of you who don't know, VigilNet is the York County Court's primary vendor for electronic monitoring of defendants both pre-trial and post-conviction, who would otherwise be incarcerated. They were ordered to shut down because they were denied a waiver by the administration. If VigilNet shuts down, the York County Court will have little choice but to return these defendants to the county prison, 500 inmates in total. Meanwhile, at the same time, the administration was putting together plans late last week to release inmates from state correctional facilities. Fortunately, we were able to keep this company and the services that they provide operating after having to send an 11th hour letter to the governor who said that they would receive an email response in a few days allowing them to operate. This is just one example of so many of an arbitrary list that lacks transparency, clarity, and consistency. I should not have had to send a letter for this company. There is already a list at the federal level that 45 other states have found to be effective. Yet, if we listen to the opponents, we will leave here today and be forced to explain to our constituents again how big box stores can be jammed packed with customers while small businesses that could adhere to CDC guidelines must remain closed. We would have to go back to our districts and continue to explain that the Unemployment Compensation Center is overwhelmed with 1.4 million new claimants. Let me say that again, 1.4 million new claimants, and people cannot get the assistance that they need. Employees who could be working under strict CDC guidelines are instead forced to stay home, wait on hold with the Department of Labor and Industry about their unemployment compensation claim, while 45 other states allow certain industries to continue to operate. In the end, the current process has created more confusion, and that confusion has begun to lead to chaos. And that is why we are here today, to say we want to collaborate with the people of Pennsylvania. We want to collaborate with the governor and the General Assembly. And based on what I am hearing from my constituents, this is the best path forward during this crisis. Protecting public health and worker safety by adhering to CDC guidelines in a place of employment and protecting our economic health, these are not mutually exclusive goals. Now, some of our colleagues have put forward a false narrative here today, that the only way to improve public health is shutting down the economy, and that any improvement to the economy would come at the expense of the public health. Nothing could be further from the truth. Senate Bill 613 charts Pennsylvania on a better path to recovery. It is the same path 45 other states have opted to use following this pandemic. If the governor believes in collaboration, let's collaborate and move away from an arbitrary process that has some companies being granted waivers while other similar companies are denied waivers and stay closed. Let's end the unfairness in the process. Let's end the confusion we're all trying to explain. Let's work together. Let's be transparent and open, and let's be consistent. Let's assure our public health. Let's assure our workforce safety. Let's assure our economic health. As a Commonwealth and as a nation, let's come together to protect lives and adhere to CDC guidelines that red states and blue states, 45 in total, have found to be effective. Let's pass Senate Bill 613. Thank you, Mr. President.